Welcome to North Valley Church's Sermon Podcast. We are in our series, Moses, Part 3, Leading for God. If you would like to find out more about our sermon podcast or North Valley Church, you can find us on our website, nvcmd.org.
They're going to grow up and have an opportunity to exercise their gifts for God. And that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about pouring into people so that they are prepared and ready to do the things that God wants them to do. Maybe they're not ready today, but one day they will be. On Thursday, I was hanging out with Cindy Wingood, and we were talking about special needs ministry and how... She's not into the bag. Okay. That's all right. We were talking about special needs ministry and how we're doing that, at least in the kids ministry for now. And Cindy was kind of excited and mindful that not only for the helpers, but we were pouring into the kids, because when those kids would get older, they would be participating in ministries and they would have the mindsets and attitude to be able to work with kids who have special needs. And then Cindy said, yeah, because think about it, 20 years from now, these kids are going to grow up and be leading and serving in the ministry. And when she said that, she could see the shock on my face. I kind of went, and there was just a shock, because I'm in this point now where there's a reality to that phrase, 20 years from now. 20 years from now, I'll probably be dead. She did not say that part. But there's a reality that when we're thinking about pouring into folks, we're doing that because there's going to be a day when we're not going to be there for those folks. Now, for those of us who have gray hair, right, the term 20 years from now means I probably am not going to be part of that. We all have to plan for those kinds of moments in life, but it's not just to end of life. We have all kinds of reasons that we transition leadership. We might transition, be involved in transitioning leadership because we've moved from one place to another. We're changing geography. It might be that we got a new job or got a promotion. I am transitioning from one place to another. It might be that the kids have grown up and they're moving out of the house, right? That's a transition of leadership. Who's in charge of their life now? Do the parents, how much influence do the parents have in the kids once they move out to college and be on their own? Like we've said, everybody plays some sort of role as a leader. And as we're doing that, one of the things we need to keep in mind is at some time, I'm going to be responsible for transitioning my leadership. Am I thinking about that? Am I doing things? Am I being a little bit intentional? Am I giving people opportunities to lead? Because one day they're going to own bigger pieces of the pie. So we're going to step into that season for Moses. We have been following the life of Moses. We've broken it up into three pieces. We are in part three, and we're going to be talking about planning for succession. So if you want, we're just going to jump on into this passage out of Numbers chapter 27. The Lord said to Moses, go up to this mountain in Abiram range and see the land I have given the Israelites. After you have seen it, you too will be gathered to your people as your brother Aaron was. It continues, for when the community rebelled at the waters in the desert of Zin, both of you disobeyed my command to honor me as holy before their eyes. These were the waters of Meribah Kadesh in the desert of Zin. So God's reflecting with Moses. You know, this is happening in part because of things that happened in our past, and it's brought us to this moment. You know, in another real sense, at this point in Moses' life, he's 120 years old. You know what? If I were him, I'd be like, yeah, it's time to transition. He has been doing this with the Israelites for 40 years. And it hasn't been the funnest 40 years all the time. We have been reading some of the passages where it's been difficult. So the takeaway we want to see here is that we just need to recognize there's going to come a point when my leadership of my family, my organization, in my church, at work, at home, in my neighborhood, there's going to come a point when I'm going to need to transition that. And look at what God's doing about it. And it's not brain surgery. God is talking about it. Moses, it's time for us to have a chat. This is happening. Don't be afraid to talk about it. We get awkward in these moments when things are going to change and you don't know how people feel about it. You know, you will continue feeling awkward, not knowing how people feel about it, if you don't talk. Simply, my first encouragement is, as you're looking at those things, talk. Talk to God. Talk to those who are going to be impacted by it. As we have those conversations, we all get to grow and transition to the first step, which is acceptance. Right? We kind of store these things up, but as we transition through our talking and communication, everybody moves into a place where I can accept what it is that's going on. I may or may not like it. It may not be the funnest part I've ever looked forward to, but I can begin to move to being accepting about that transition. God shares that with Moses. Moses responds. Moses said to the Lord, "May the Lord, the God who gives breath to all living things, appoint someone over this community to go out and come in before them, one who will lead them out and bring them in, so the Lord's people will not be like sheep without a shepherd." I love Moses' heart. He realizes this is his moment to let go of leading the Israelites. But he's still got a heart and a burden for them. He's concerned about their leadership. Who's going to do that? As Moses accepts that and he starts to look forward in this moment, he's reaching out to God because he realizes God is going to be the only one he's going to be able to trust the future beyond himself. See, when this transition happens, Moses will have no more influence over the Israelites and how forward looks. And for the things that we're leading, that we care about, that we've invested in, we need to be able to put them someplace that we feel okay about. And it's going to start with our trust in God. Our trust and faith that He loves me, that He sent His Son to die on the cross for me, to pay the price for my sin, rise from the dead so that I can renew my relationship with my Father in heaven. It starts there. If you've never done that before today, man, come talk to me or talk to Pitt G. If you weren't here for last week's sermon, go ask Grant what Pitt G means, and he will let you know. And we will talk to you about what the next steps, what going forward and walking with God is. But as you think about transition and these things that are bigger than we can deal with, or things that are rolling out of our control, man, God is the perfect place to go to put that trust. And it starts with us trusting what it is that His Son has done on the cross for us. Trust is a funny thing. It's not a light switch. You just can't wake up one morning and go, all right, I'm going to trust God today. It would be nice to be able to read that way, but it doesn't work. It takes time. It takes time and experience with God to know He's going to be there in the moment you need Him. Ultimately, trust is a willful act on my part. Right? As the things that are rolling out of my control stir up intellectual and emotional things inside of me, I need to be able to willfully say, I need to deal with my emotions, all this stuff that's going on, but I am ultimately going to trust God with it. I am going to turn it over to Him, and I'm going to let Him work inside me to deal with the anxiety and stress and worry that I'm having about a transition. If you've never thought about that before, think about how trust works. It's a willful act on our part, but it's a little bit every day. And every morning you're going to have to wake up and do it again. Reaffirm, because I'm feeling stressed out and anxious again, I'm going to trust it over to God. I've made that decision, and I'm going to let the healing happen inside me. Moses requested a leader. God responds. So the Lord said to Moses, take Joshua, son of Nun, a man in whom the spirit of leadership is, and lay your hand on him. Have him stand before Eleazar the priest and the entire assembly and commission him in their presence. Give him some of your authority so the whole Israelite community will obey him. In those moments when we're doing a transition and we're having that communication with God, ask the question, who has God called? We tend to lean immediately into our own reasoning and recognizing who are the leaders, who's qualified, who would I do? But man, we just need to take a step back sometimes and goes, who's God got in mind? Sometimes it will be the person that we've been pouring into. Sometimes it might be a surprise. There are moments when there's nobody clearly to do it, and we're going to need to back away and trust that God will bring the right person at the right time to make that transition and to take over that leadership. So I'm going to give it away. Pitt G, Grant explains last week, is because we call him different things, so he's designated himself as pastor in training. Okay? Pastor in training, Pitt G. Grant. So I just love Pitt G. I'm going to go with that. Part of the journey that Grant is on is one day he is going to sit in a room with about 10 or 12 other pastors, and we're going to grill him, right? What does he know? What does he think? We're going to ask him hard questions and get him to respond. You can see him. Look, he's, yeah, I'm loving that moment. Bring it on, Dan. Yeah. But in that moment, we're not searching for if he's qualified or not. I want you to get that. He is going to sit with an ordination council of other pastors, and our job is not to deem Grant qualified or not. Our job is to recognize if God's called him or not. We might have some fun and ask him some hard questions and make him answer, but that's not... The goal is to recognize what God has been doing in people's life. That is, as you do these transitions, start asking yourselves those kinds of questions. Where has God already been working? In whom has He already been working in? Maybe that is the solution to who's going to be the next leader. And you can come alongside that. But man, take a moment, have your communication with God, but then ask yourself the question, where has God already been working? In whose life has He been preparing for this moment and this transition? As we do those things, God opens doors and gives us opportunities to invite people to learn and grow. God, in His explanation in the transition to Joshua, also shares a little bit more information. He, Joshua, he is to stand before Eleazar the priest, who will obtain decisions for him by inquiring of the Urim before the Lord. At his command, he and the entire community of Israelites will go out, and at his command, they will come in. So I want you to think about what's happening here. We read a couple of weeks ago where Miriam and Aaron got all uptight. They got all uppity because Moses was in a different place of leadership than them. And God pointed out, that's because I speak to Moses face to face. I don't speak to him in dreams and visions like other prophets. Moses I talk to face to face. But God is letting Moses know, with Joshua, it's not going to be like that. Joshua is going to be different. And with Joshua, he is going to have the authority to lead, but I'm going to be communicating with Eleazar, the priest, and the two of them are going to have to work it out together. Sometimes transition of leaderships means reorganization, because different people have different gifts. And you, the person who takes over will want to build a team around them that complements them. And they may want it to work differently than the way you did or the previous person did. And that transition is expected. At Summit Trace Church, when I left and I turned it over to who was the associate pastor and is now the lead pastor, Rob Downs, he reorganized. I had these things called 4 C's, connect, communicate, blah, blah, blah. Instantly, Rob trashed those. It took him like a week, right? He trashed those. He took a group of men who had been doing leadership, and he ordained them as elders. He took over and reorganized it to reflect his leadership and how he thought God was leading him to take Summit Trace Church. That's appropriate. Be thinking about, you don't have to find somebody who's just like you. You just have to find somebody who's being called by God to take over that leadership position. And then as it happens, right, the transformation can happen in the organization. Finally, Moses did as the Lord commanded him. He took Joshua and had him stand before Eleazar the priest and the whole assembly. Then he laid his hands on him and commissioned him as the Lord had instructed through Moses. They had a little ceremony. They had a little ceremony to say goodbye to Moses and hello to Joshua, for them to demonstrate, hey, Joshua now is receiving this kind of authority. Hey, this is what's going to be happening. Be thinking about the transitions you're having and how you want to commemorate them. What kind of ceremony do you want to have so that you get a chance to say goodbye to the person who's going out? Imagine all the conversations Moses had at this moment. All the people loving him and hugging him. Thank you for leading us for 40 years. It's an opportunity for those moments. It's an opportunity to be able to celebrate Joshua and what it is that God's been doing. Moses had been pouring into Joshua for 40 years. Moses and Joshua began a working relationship 40 years earlier. If you want to go back and look that up in your Bible, that would be cool. But Moses has been pouring into Joshua. So nobody's completely surprised by it. And when you think about it, oh my gosh, you know when God called Joshua? 40 years ago. That it really happened 40 years ago when he partnered alongside Moses and became his aide. That's really when the call happened. We are just now recognizing that that's what happened. So as we wrap up today, I want you to be thinking about transitions. What are the transitions that might be going on for you? Are you old like me, or you have somebody old in your life, and you need to start thinking, let's just be honest, we need to talk about the end-of-life transitions. Or maybe you're changing geography, or you're changing a job, and there's some leadership roles that are going to be transformed. Or maybe somebody's moving out of your house. Be mindful about those things. If you're doing that, take a moment and pray to God and ask Him, where am I at in this process that Moses went through, and how can I pick that up and go with it? If you're not in one of those transition moments, I'd like for you to take a moment and pray about who are you pouring into? Because if you're not transitioning today, you will be one day. Ask God today about who is it that I should be pouring into, preparing for their next transition into a bigger leadership role. We all have wonderful opportunities to help people grow into being the people that God designed them to be. Think about your role in that today. I would like to invite the band back up. And if you would please, as best we can, just kind of bow your heads with me and let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, man, we thank you for Moses. We thank you for all the things he's done and that you recorded in your word and that we can learn and glean from.
Lord, I pray that you would help us see that and be mindful of it and think about the transitions that you call us to make. Lord, I pray that you would help us think about the transitions that are coming or ask ourselves, who are the Joshuas in our life? Who are the people we're pouring into so that one day they will be able to step up and do something bigger than they had ever dreamed of? I'm sure Joshua maybe never dreamed about being the man. But we read that now he is. God, there are people around us who you are putting your call onto already, even though we don't recognize it. Guide us into the places that we can pour into the people you've surrounded us with. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.